The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And we're going to go to the phones. And we've got Mark. And Mark, I'm happy to tell you that you are caller number 10, and because of that, you have won an all-expense-paid trip to my personal Swiss chalet in the Alps.
Oh, wow. Bob, is that true?
No, not a word of it.
Oh, darn it. Well, I'm not Mark anyway, not now. I was when I called, but...
You've changed?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But along that line, I was thinking... It might, you could really mess with the judge here, because if you go to court and you say, well, I'm not a female anymore, I'm now a male, and, you know, I was a female, but now I'm not really that person anymore, so I don't think I should be convicted based on that.
You know what? That is so wild, so crazy. That will probably be used as a defense. I am not that person. I used to identify as as Jack, but now I'm identifying as Jill. So how in the world could you possibly convict Jack?
Gosh.
Because Jack does no longer exist. Somebody's going to use that for a defense.
Absolutely, I've totally changed, and I no longer am that person that committed. Whatever that crime that was. And so, you know, don't worry about it, Judge. Just let me go and it'll all be cool.
All right, Mark. What did you do? What did you do and why did you change your name to Mary?
Oh, well, that's funny that you say that. My grandfather used to say that my brother and I were, Sally and Mary. His name was Shan. And because we had our hair was kind of long.
Yeah.
So he called us Sally and Mary, and so Shan and Mark.
Were you a long-haired hippie, Mark?
Oh, man, you should have seen it. I had a big old afro, actually, in high school and a little bit beyond. So,
goodness.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was the captain of the night guard at Marion Correctional Institute.
Oh, my goodness.
And so you can imagine, this man would drive 55 in a 55, about a mile over.
Yeah,
about a mile an hour over, and he was something. He was a great guy, though. I love that man.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I have not heard of anyone using that defense, but if this thing of identification, if it continues, you know, like I say, once you start traveling down a path, don't look where it's going to take you in a few miles. If you take this thing of I no longer identify as this or that or he or her or whatever, Mark, I think you're right. Somebody is going to use that as a defense, and who knows? In our warped judicial system, it might work.
Speaking of slippery slope, Bob, you've been talking about that for as long as I've been listening to you, and, man, who would have guessed it would have gone to this? You know, you were talking about bestiality. And I think it just jumped right on past that into this, trans whatever nonsense. And I look at the, the other thing is that, I think, was it you that was talking about that that poor girl who somebody was talking about a girl that was forced to do she was failed in a high school, I believe it was, because they said she had to do
Allah.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
And it's like the tables are completely flipped now. And if you're a Christian you might as well just hang it up, man, because you got no rights anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know,
well, it's an old cliche, but I read the end of the book, and ultimately we win.
Yes, indeed. Thank God for that.
We're on the winning side, and Mark, we were warned that things would get worse. We were warned, so we should not be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, Mark. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you, too.
Always good to Mark or Mary or whoever you are. All right. Oh, my goodness. You know what? You watch. And Mark brought up bestiality. I said 10 to 15 years ago that if we accept a redefinition of gender, sexuality, marriage, and so forth, and if the primary motivation is what pleases you, if that's the, you know, who, you know, it's nobody's business who you love. If you take that to its ridiculous extreme, and people will, then you have bestiality. Now, I don't bring it up often because it is so unbelievably distasteful to talk about. But I run across stories all the time about the rise of bestiality. Again, I don't report them often because it is just so distasteful. I feel like I got to go take a shower when I read the story, but I'm running across them all the time. Where 10, 15 years ago, never, 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 never. I mean, maybe once every 2 years. I run across them all the time now. And believe it or not, there are organizations rising up demanding legal protection for bestiality. I'm not making that up. I'm not kidding you. There are people that are beginning to demand. It's none of your business. Okay. And that's enough of that. Since we were talking about the whole transgender thing, I'm not real familiar with the website Wired.com. Not real familiar. But they're certainly not conservative. And today, Wired.com has a lengthy article. The headline, Trans Athletes Are Posting Victories and Shaking Up Sports. Now, this is true. Transgender athletes, biological, and it's almost always biological men competing against women. We saw it in Connecticut. There are three high school girls that have filed a lawsuit against the Connecticut High School Association. The ADF is supporting them, the Alliance Defending Freedom, because a biological male broke all the state records. And they're saying it's not fair. Just yesterday, what state was that? Was that Washington? I don't remember. Just yesterday. A biological male, or was it Wyoming? I don't remember, but just yesterday, I read you a story about a transgender, a biological male that was designated the female athlete of the week. Because this biological male competing against other girls broke all the state records. Most of the articles that I'm reading are very negative, that are saying, wait a minute, this isn't fair, this isn't fair. No, not with Wired.com. Trans athletes are posting victories and shaking up sports. Here it is. Transgender athletes are having a moment. At all levels of sport, they're stepping onto the podium and into the headlines. And then it talks about New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard won 2 gold medals at the Pacific Games. College senior CeCe Telfer became the NCAA Division II national champion in the 400-meter run. Another senior, June Eastwood, so on and so on and so on. I'm quoting from Wired.com. These recent performances are inherently praiseworthy, shining examples of what humans can accomplish with training and effort. That's intentional pause. These recent performances are inherently praiseworthy, shining examples of what humans can accomplish with training and effort. Remember that phrase. In the rest of the article, the writers admit these transgender male athletes competing against females have a natural physical advantage. They admit it. So on one hand, they said, isn't this wonderful? And then immediately they admit, well, it's not really fair. So in order to be fair, the Journal of Medical Ethics, listen to this, and then I got to go to a break. The Journal of Medical Ethics is suggesting creating a handicap system that uses an algorithm to account for physiological parameters such as testosterone, hemoglobin levels, height, endurance, capacity, as well as social factors like gender identity and socioeconomic status. They are suggesting a handicap system using complex algorithms that take into body chemistry and even socioeconomic status. So a poor kid would not be treated the same as a rich kid on the track team. This is the insanity that we are headed to.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Here's one thing you can be absolutely certain of. Weather is going to change. And predicting the weather is a very inexact science. Can I give you a case in point? Yesterday. What was the weather like yesterday in central Ohio? Cloudy, dreary, cool. All three of the TV station meteorologists in central Ohio on Monday said yesterday was going to be mostly sunny with a high of 70 degrees. They were all wrong. Now, I want to say I admire how incredibly accurate they usually are for 24 to 48 hours. I mean, they're usually right on, and it's amazing. I mean, it really is. It's amazing. If you could go back 100 years and tell people that you could predict weather for 24, 48 hours within 1 or 2 degrees, and I mean, it really is amazing. However, yesterday was an illustration. Yeah, it's not exact. And when you get out 3 days, it's not very accurate at all. And Joy and I have learned this on many occasions. 7 days, forget it. I mean, forget it. The 7-day forecast is hardly ever really accurate. It's a guess. I mean, we're looking at wind currents and all that, but things can change so much in 7 days. And a 10-day forecast, really forget it. A 30-day forecast, are you kidding me? And how many times have you and I seen, this is going to be a severe, severe, severe winter. We're going to have so much snow. And we look back on the winter, and it was mild and very little snow. Happens all the time. Now, again, I'm not knocking meteorologists. It's just weather forecasting is pretty inexact. So if you cannot be really very exact for 7 days, how can you do it for 10 years? And that's why models about climate change are constantly changing. And that's why you never, 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 ever hear global warming anymore. Why? Because for the most part, global warming has stopped. And now we have this study from the University of Chicago, just released today. Headline: explosion in Antarctic ice levels may cause another ice age. Now, I remember in the 1970s, that's what we were being told by all of the experts. We're entering a new ice age. It's going to get colder and colder and colder, and we're all going to die because it's going to get colder and colder and colder. That's what everybody was saying in the 70s. If you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. Every expert, every climatologist, every meteorologist worth their salt was saying, new ice age is going to get colder and colder and colder. That was the 70s. And then it started warming up in the 80s. And they go, ooh, whoa, well, okay. Oh, it's going to get hotter and hotter and hotter, and we're all going to die because, okay. So now they're just saying climate change. A new study, and this is from the University of Chicago, okay? A new study suggests an increase in sea ice may lead to a much more devastating change in the Earth's climate, another ice age. Using computer simulations, the research suggests that an increase in sea ice could significantly alter the circulation of the ocean, ultimately leading to a reverse greenhouse effect as carbon dioxide levels in the ocean increase and levels in the air decrease. See, right now they're saying we're all going to die because of increased carbon dioxide. We got to stop it. We got to stop carbon dioxide emissions. That's all you hear. This computer model from the University of Chicago says this new ice age is going to come around and there's going to be a reverse in that. Carbon dioxide levels in the ocean will increase but will decrease in the air, and we're going to die because we don't have enough carbon dioxide. Quote, one key question in the field is still what caused the Earth to periodically cycle in and out of ice ages. University of Chicago professor and the study's co-author, Malte Janssen, said in a statement, we're pretty confident that the carbon balance between the atmosphere and ocean must have changed, but we don't know how or why. Bottom line, we may be entering a new ice age. What happened to global warming? Settled science is not so settled. That's why I believe that the creator of this earth takes pretty good care of it. All right. Hey, folks, have a great, great evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.